will be my first destination. At least it's a modern jail, he comments, although he warns me that his abiding memory of the place was the constant noise, so he feared I wouldn't sleep for the first few nights. After a couple of weeks, he feels confident I'll be transferred to a Category D prison, an open prison, probably Ford or the Isle of Sheppey. Nick explains that he has to leave me and return to Court Number 7 to make an application for compassionate leave so that I can attend my mother's funeral on Saturday. She died on the day the jury retired to consider their verdict, and I'm only thankful that she never heard me sentenced. I thank Nick and Alex for all they have done, and am then escorted back to my cell. The vast iron door is slammed shut. The prison officers don't have to lock it, only unlock it, as there's no handle on the inside. I sit on the wooden bench to be reminded that Jim Dexter is innocent, okay. My mind is curiously blank as I try to take in what has happened and what will happen next. The door is unlocked again, about 15 minutes later, as far as I can judge, and I'm taken to a signing-out room to fill in yet another set of forms. A large, burly officer who only grunts takes away my money clip,